Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fisherman pulled it up on the shore. Then he sat down and he collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 through 50. Thanks for joining us on the journey through the Gospels, and let's talk about this parable that Jesus told. This story with a spiritual point, a parable, would have resonated with all the fishermen listening to Jesus. They knew well the routine of letting down the net and bringing it up at the right time, full of fish. And when they did this, they would then separate the good fish from the bad. Jesus used this story to explain that's how it's going to be in the end. One day, angels will separate the wicked from the righteous. The separation will be based on one thing and one thing alone, a person's relationship with Jesus. Only through our trust in Jesus' work on the cross are we declared righteous, right with God. Jesus paid our sins in full, and that payment allows the Heavenly Father to declare us not guilty. On the other hand, those who have rejected Jesus will be separated from God forever in hell, where there will be, as Jesus says, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hell is not a subject we like to talk about, but we must, because Jesus addressed it often. It is real, and it will be the destination of those who deny God's existence, ignore God's presence, or try to reach Him on their own. You see, without Jesus, hell will be the eternal judgment for sin. But God has made it possible for you and me to be counted among the righteous. So, make sure of where you stand with God. And I invite you to pray the following prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I want to spend eternity with you. I want to be counted among the righteous. I know there is nothing I can do to make that happen on my own. My best works or my best day cannot make me right with you. So I trust in Jesus as the one who paid the penalty for my sins. I trust in Him as the only one who can make me righteous. I trust in Jesus alone for my eternity. And I pray in His name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, we would love to help you get started on your journey. Just email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.